Claire. You know what? I'd also vote for Whoopi Goldberg over Joe Biden. I'd vote for Mike Tyson over Joe Biden. I just don't think it's a good idea to take someone who's struggling with dementia and put him in one of the most stressful positions the world has ever known. That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's not an endorsement of Trump. It is me saying you shouldn't have a man who's clearly in the throes of dementia.
Joe, what the hell are you talking about? You talking about you ain't endorsing Trump because you're not gonna vote for a guy over here because he's got dementia.
I mean, Joe, what the fuck is the difference?
You still endorsing Trump?
Yeah.
Sound like you trying to make excuses why everybody should vote for Trump. No, man. Be alpha male, man. Yeah. You gotta make excuses, man.
Yeah, yeah. You a commentator for UFC. Show off that toxic masculinity.
Yeah.
Come out there and be like, yeah, look here. Joe Rogan here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm voting for Trump.
And I approve this message.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, you can kiss my ass.
Yeah, you out here making excuses because politics is going to piss off half your audience, regardless of who you are. So just man up.
Yeah.
Stick that damn chest out.
Shit, man. I ain't making no excuse why I'm voting for Trump. It's common sense, man. You got to have a brain.
It's horrible what the Democrats are doing to Joe. This dude is obviously in cognitive decline.
Yeah.
Have y'all seen this dude on the campaign trail? Remember that time?
Yeah, he was giving that speech, man.
Yeah.
He started off shit hot, though.
Yeah, he started off
like,
hot.
Yeah,
he said, started off like Martin Luther King, didn't he?
Yeah, he was white Martin Luther King, man.
Yeah, go ahead.
He said, we hold these truths to be self-evident. That all. You know the thing.
Joe, you remember the other time? He was pandering on this one. He was still on the campaign trail. He had a bunch of black kids around him, right?
He out there pandering.
And for some reason or another, he got on this topic that he liked getting in the pool with kids. Because kids like playing with the hair on his legs. Because when he get in the pool, the damn hair on his legs float up. And the kids like playing with it.
That sounds like a child molester. Every time this man opened his mouth, I'm thinking this dude is in cahoots with the Trump campaign.
Yeah.
You're just creating ads for him.
How are you on the campaign trail, Joe?
Yeah.
And this come up. Won't you tell people how you're going to change their lives, make their lives better? You talking about kids playing with the hair on your damn legs.
Joe, Democrats, liberals, everybody's voting for Joe. I'm talking to Joe right now. Even if you become president, which I know it's not going to happen. It's going to be a cold day in hell if that shit was to happen. But if you do become our president, you're going to get impeached for groping and sniffing people.
You think Republicans going to let you slide for that shit y'all did to Trump?
Yeah.
You're getting impeached as soon as you go up to a woman groping people's crotches. You're going to get impeached, man. But hey. Look here, we can't let this happen.
Yeah, we can't get complacent, man.
We can't, that's the word, complacent.
Yeah.
Time for this red wave. Time for this red wave.
When red wave coming through.
I'm talking about a red tsunami.
I'm talking about a damn red wave that's going to be on the extinction level. It's going to kill all the Democrats.
I'm talking about that damn movie 2012 wave coming.
I'm talking about deep impact.
Damn meteorite going to come from outer space. It's going to be the color red.
Going to take out all these liberal fools.
We can't. Be complacent. We got to go out there and vote because there's a lot of stupid people in this country.
Yeah, a bunch of idiots. They're called liberals. We got to get out there and vote. Don't be complacent.
Yeah. Energy you had with Barack. Because you know this Trump train don't stop. Tell Beto to please come try to take my Glock. You want to impeach him. I guess that's what you do when you can't be him. That need to dead that. And I'm coming through your hood in my red hat.